You always hurt the one you love. The one.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, good evening. Last evening's program was absolutely smashing. And in case you didn't hear what went on, I have a gentleman, a veteran, from about 30 years ago. I forget which where he fought, but he was able to overcome post-traumatic stress disorder, and for many years. And he says last night, and it's true, I helped to save his life. But somehow, it's coming back again after all these years. Now, what's interesting here is I caught what was wrong as he spoke about other things ending in going to Mass every week. Oh, God, that's what did it. Let me show you here. This is something that, listen, I'm sure if he heard me, and I think he did, he heard me say, oh, my God, you went to listen to a person, a preacher, who doesn't know his butt from his elbow. They all just read and teach you. This cure cannot be cured by any human being. It's impossible. They will all die, except the very strong ones who have a strong will, but it's a misery living. But this man was very kind. And he was wonderfully created, meaning for all these years, about maybe 20 or 30 years, I didn't take the trouble to find out how long it was since he was, but I remember him calling me many years ago. He was cured, but it came back. So we continued discussing this process, and the very last thing before we closed up to take another caller, he says, I go to Mass every Sunday, and I hope he's listening now, because the reason why he was able to overcome his post-traumatic stress disorder sickness, which is very, very dangerous, and there is no cure for it that I know, except for yours truly, because he said, I've been well since a long, long time. I'm just going to say it in the ways that will shorten it a little bit. You saved my life. And that life has been going good for a long time, except for one thing. He went back to church. Now, this may sound crazy to you, but I am leaning in the direction to show you why that is so. In other words, let me say, if I can find it, quicker way to say, because I want to spend a little time talking about this, and a lot of people listening to this program don't get this 6 minutes. The stations take advertising instead, some of them do anyway. So I'm holding back just a little bit to show you why that the magic of being cured is not of this world. It's not of this world. It's an arrangement. I don't know if that's the right term. You've got the dark side of the force, which is spiritual, and then we have a light side of the force, which is God flowing through you. So just hold on. I will take this down and make this the best day you ever had. Please, God.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, I have a special program tonight. And it comes from last night when a veteran who I have to be very careful of my words. I really do. And I have to discuss what words can do or can't do. You can't cure people with words unless the words are coming from the heart of a Jesus himself. In other words, the ability to cure post-traumatic stress disorder, the horror of it. No one knows how to do it. I know. And that's why I'm going to discuss it with you. It was a beautiful discussion. And he says, remember me. I had post-traumatic stress disorder and you saved my life. I remember him. He had a beautiful voice and a great deal of appreciation for the several, how many years ago it was, Vietnam. I'm sure it was Vietnam. That far back. And all of a sudden, it's coming back again. All these years, his life has been saved, and all of a sudden, he can't see. What have I done? What is going on? And he says, I go to Mass. And I shuddered, because I'm going to give you a reason. Because he was cured. Because, listen, if you want to call me and discuss it with me, I'm very happy for you to call. Let me give you the phone number, because you might want to disagree with me or try to get me to see it more clearer. 800-866-8883. Call me Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. West Coast time. I could actually go to second hour if I get enough people on these subjects. But I have a special way, an unknown way, unknown since Jesus walked the earth. I have found him in me. And I'm Jewish. Oh, how is it? I don't believe there's such a thing as a Christian. Is is Jesus a Christian? He didn't create he didn't create any big business church. He didn't do that. He just came, and his presence, listen carefully, the presence is very important. The presence doesn't express ordinary words. It does not. Ordinary words cannot cure it. All the psychiatry and psychology cannot cure it. You could do all nice things for them and make them happy, but never bring them to the man they could be. Never. They're broken. And during any war, there's lots of people, lots of men who die from it. But where they die the most is when the war is over. It keeps on killing them. It keeps on killing them, and nobody can stop it. I know how to do this. But you may not understand. Pray that I can help you to see it. You may not want to see it, because you think you're a Christian when you're not. You don't know what the hell you are. How many different Christians churches? 10,000? Which one is the right one? Which one is telling you the right things? None of them. All you're going to get is a preacher reading from something, or reading something he wrote. That cannot cure anything. It cannot make you a Christian, if you want to use that word. Jesus was Jewish. He didn't have a church. He didn't have a church. He didn't come to make a church and to get somebody to read and read and read so you understand it. Reading won't give it to you. It's the person. Listen carefully. What is necessary for Jesus to cure anybody is the fact that he is the extension of God. Now, your Christian teachers tell you that he is God. He is not. He says, why call me? I'm taking little pieces to show you. They're there. Understand it. What I'm saying is there. He says, why call me good? Only God is good. What does it tell you? What have you been taught? You haven't been taught that. It's there. But it's only one place. It's there. And so, let me say it again, because I'm coming to something that, unless I express it this way, I will never get you to see. So, let me start with that. What makes Jesus different from every man on earth? To make it simple, he is, let me say it again if you don't mind, he is the extension of his Father, the beloved Father. He is the extension and is obedient to his loving Father. Who would love a loving Father? Where is there such a thing as a loving Father? A loving Father that if you love him, if you give yourself to him, he will give himself to you and flow through you, so you will do anything he wants you to do. Even go to the cross and cry out. See, why can you change your mind, sort of thing? And God says, no, you have to do this. And he did it. But the point is that he's not an ordinary human being. He is the first of all of his, if I may use the word, tribes. He is the extension. How can I say? Extension means, well, if somebody upsets you, you become the extension of the person that upsets you. Did you know that? The antidote for that is to have a person who does just the opposite and does the extension of God. Which one do you think wins? Which one is creative and able to cure anyone or anything and live a complete life, never being able to be trapped or to fall at any point? I am talking about a man who is the extension. Get this in your thick head. Let me just see if I can play with it a little bit, and then I'll try to get back to the gentleman that called and has saved his life. In other words, let me try to go from the negative to the positive. What do you experience in this life? Shock, cruelty, selfishness, judgment, all of that. Jealous. All negative. So when you come into the world, you come into a broken family, a broken mother, and a broken father, who think they are right, but are not. They do not know what goodness is. Inherited what they think of goodness is just being kind and just being kind and thoughtful, which is a good thing. But that doesn't cure anybody. It's a nice thing to do. But there's a special kind of nice thing that can do nice things for people that saves their lives without medicine. In other words, Jesus is the opposite of people who are upset all the time and try to do the right things with the energy of being upset. As long as the energy of being upset is anywhere in your body, you do more harm when you're doing good than you otherwise could ever understand. So when you think you're being nice to a person, you say, oh, yes, you look nice. I think you get better. Yes, you do this and buy that, and you get some relief. Which, you see that America, half the country is mentally ill. And you can see how many different kinds of sicknesses and diseases, hundreds. Medicine can't keep up with it. We're dying like flies. But when it comes to a noble person, like a veteran, like the one I spoke to last night, it was many, many years ago when he called me and he said, right last night, you cured my problem. My PTSD. You saved my life. He's calling back now from 20 or 30 years ago. Why has that happened? And here is the reason. It's the way I listen carefully. Got to be very careful, because I don't want to make you think that I'm the magician, that I'm the one. But I was the one that, in a similar way as God came into Jesus. And just let me remind you what Jesus said to make sure that he isn't God, but loved by God. Is that correct? And that's all he was. He didn't have a... He doesn't have a church or anything like that. It's just him. And when you... If you would ever be there at that moment, you would see a man glowing. But it's a strange thing. It isn't light. It's an intuitive seeing of what something is coming through the Jesus man. But he was very clear. I want to bring this around. He says, why do you call me good? Get this. There's only one good, and that is God. And when God is in him and flows into his Son for everlasting life, the Son is able to cure anybody who recognizes that is so. If you would meet Jesus, you would experience a kind of awe, shock, but it's a gentle shock. It's an extension. He radiates an extension of love. It's not just words. It's an energy you can't understand. But I'll see if I can make you understand it. Where is love? Nowhere on this earth except a man like that appears. And it's the beginning of the end of evil. The 12 people that followed him didn't quite get it. It would take a long time, many, many, many years, to be able to reach the understanding of what I'm speaking about. Can you recognize that Jesus was the first man that could do miracles? Never mind Moses. I'm speaking about he is the extension. He is born from our God. He is born, and he is perfect, perfectly extending an energy that's going to save his life, is going to give him life forever. And that being the case, he is going to affect a person by his presence and the sound of his voice that commands curing. In other words, you don't need to be a psychiatrist. His very presence and touch, the very fact that you're in his presence and in awe and seeing a feeling of getting better just by the awe of his beauty and the energy that's different from the kind of energy you have to function. Emotion. Emotion is for animals. When Adam fell from the ground, fell from Paradise Lost, it took him a while to change. And what really changed wasn't his shape or form. It was the fact that he has the energy of an animal in conflict with his human. So he's driven by hostility and anger. And he can't function without it. And this functioning is an extension to the whole world, whatever race and color and creed. And everybody thinks that emotion is normal. Emotion kills. That's why you die. No matter how good you are, you will die because you're living with emotion. And emotion produces emotion. And all kinds of sickness and diseases. What you have to realize, if you want to go to paradise, if you really want to know what paradise is, you have to find your creator. But how do you find the creator? Only by his son. He is an extension, the very first extension of the beginning of the universe for peace. Yes. And to help those who love what I'm saying to be cured of everything he has without any effort. Now the gentleman, he didn't give his name. He says, "You cured me 20 or 30 years ago. You saved my life. But I'm starting to get post-traumatic stress disorder again." And he starts to talk, and he says, "I'm going to Mass." That's it. Mass doesn't have it. Mass never have it. Churches need to understand it. I want to be challenged anytime you want to. I will show you how it's done. Ladies and gentlemen, I have, and please don't think that I'm bragging. I am the extension. I have become the extension of Jesus. And if you understand what I'm saying and see the beauty in it, that the energy that you've been running from is from Adam, all through the generations, for every race and color and creed. And so the best thing you can do is be nice and pleasant and do the best you can. But when you have a disease, or if you want to help someone to overcome a disease, you can put all of what you could, put most of it away. Because if you can find that one man, which can become another man, which can become another man, and which become another man. I mean, because the energy of a Jesus, the enemy, the energy is forever. So he has the energy to extend it to the person who sees him for what he is, and is pleasure, welcome, what a relief, because he doesn't have any emotion. What he has is light. Why call me good? Why call me good, he says. Only God is good. Only God has love. And I am the extension of it, but I am not him. The Father is in me, and I am in the Father. Go read it over and over again. Extension. The very presence of an individual, which is the extension of Jesus. You can discover this. He doesn't have to be there for you. It's there. If you're looking for it, you'll find it. I got this, I'll get interrupted, but please understand this. I have to say it over and over again. Your problems extend from Adam. He fails. What's wrong? He fails to the woman. What's behind the woman? You don't want to know. The tendency of man to bond to a woman, to be attracted. I'll show you, because he's like an animal. The average man is like an animal, and he procreates. But the procreated man is not like the first one. The arrangement is different. As in the beginning, you could hear, Jesus was saying, not Jesus, but God was saying to Adam, because you've done this thing, you become joined to the woman as one flesh. So you're no longer a man again. You're subject to the woman. And you have to get free from the being subject to the woman. And the woman can feel the pull. The woman can feel the emotional pull, because men are like animals. Part spiritual, part animal. And the animal part is looking for pleasure, and especially in sex. That is the strongest force. And the only way you can, as if I'm talking to gentlemen, and I'm going to come back to the subject of post-traumatic stress disorder, I'm just trying to say there's an energy. A man must understand, before you get married, make sure you are pure. That's not easy, to be pure, because you don't understand what pure is. Now I'm going to come back to what pure is, because when you come into the world, you have intuition. I've said that before. Intuition is a gateway. If you're not broken, if your parents are decent, which very few are, awake and aware, you will see that you cannot look to the woman for love. She needs love from you, but you haven't got it, because you need love from her. And when you need love for her, you suck up a sense of pleasure. And that is addiction, and leaves you as a procreating animal in conflict with your human potential. I am speaking about the potential, what you should be doing if you had a father like me. My kids are all broken, as well as everybody else. It took a long time for me to discover all these things. And they're beginning to see what I'm saying. And I'm beginning to see what I'm saying, what's coming to me. I have been able to save what? I was able to say intuition that is every child, especially the man child. The intuition is the energy and the intuition, the ability to see clearly what is a good person. But you see, most people cannot be as perfect as I want you to be. But the perfection can't be you. What I call as a perfection is the man, that is the person who leaves the woman alone and seeks the purpose of life and makes that more important. So he attracts a woman not being attracted by the woman, because she can see, she can trust him. And a trustable man is very close to what I'm talking about. He is closer to Paradise Lost. is closer to redemption. When you come into the world, you have that. You have that intuition. But the minute you got upset with your parents, and I guarantee you, nearly every one of you get upset with your parents, one way or the other, they do too much for you, or they do too little for you, or they're angry with you and push you. Immediately, your intuition disappears, but it's there. Unless you have, now this is very important, unless you become as a little child again, you can no ways enter the kingdom. That's where it is. The little child, when you were a little child, and you saw your mother and father, and you see them fighting, and that you see how impatient they are. Shut up, you know, that kind of thing. Or too nice. And it's also temptation, being too nice. It's like getting a lollipop for nothing. No. What is necessary is for you to be still and know. Here's the words. You have to become still, because the reason why you're getting sicker and sicker is because you are using your energy and working harder and harder to get better. And the more you try to get better, the worse you become. And it's very puzzling and very confusing. And having anxiety. But you think of anxiety as something evil. But anxiety is how far away you are from God. And how close you are to misery and suffering. That's why the dope pusher rises. The dope pusher rises and gives you a sense of energy, a sense of worth. Food can do it. Drugs can do it. You're looking for to get rid of the anxiety, which is in reality following you all the way to the grave, and you thinking that it's evil when it is good. It's a flowing of good, a flowing of goodness. And if you can understand that to stop for a minute and become aware of that feeling, anxiety, sit still, let the anxiety catch up, and all of a sudden, bang, a new energy comes in. But if you run from it, you run from to the woman, you run to the low people of the world. Don't let that women are that way. Forgive me for saying it that way, but it isn't that way I'm trying to say it. You don't look to a woman for love. You don't need a church for love. There should be no thing as a church. I have a church. I have a foundation church. But only as a way of bringing people to me. And when they come to me, I explain to them, what I am going to do for you is not from me. It is what's flowing through me. I have found the way of being still. I have found the way of a mood. I don't know how it came apart. I don't know why I'm chosen for this. I'm 90 years old, and I had a sense of it coming that way, where I can bring the children to the fathers and the fathers to the children. Otherwise, we smite us with a curse. I know how to do those things, which is very, very simple. If you understand what I'm coming from, I only have a radio, but I don't have a presence. So the presence is missing, but the radio, the energy coming from me, I haven't made any things up. I'm just speaking as I'm given to speak. When you get better through Roy Masters, not from. I can't cure anybody. But what's in me flowing through, as long as I'm loyal, a longing to have my Father love me and to give me paradise lost forever, and all I have to do is obey. And look what you do. You obey the worst, the scum of the earth, and you don't know how to get back. When you get up, when you are upset, when you do something wrong, when you're tempted to do wrong, when you have a reaction to it, the minute you have a reaction, this very second, when you come into the world with intuition, you come into the world with intuition that if it's not stopped, if it isn't corrupted, if the parents were beautiful, more sensible, and leave the child alone, because everyone comes into the world with intuition to know what is right and to know clearly what is wrong and hold fast to the way, but where it disappears is when you come into the world and your mother is walking in her mother's shoes, and the man is looking for love as if sex is love. No, it's lust. Yes, you can have sex without lust, but you have to be a gracious man. In other words, if you pick the first woman, if she can draw you in and give you sex, whether you marry her or not, you're working in the wrong way. You need to be intuitive. But the trouble is, you were intuitive, and how is it you're not intuitive now? Because your father didn't know how to put that fruit down, Eve. No, you can't have a fur coat, Eve. No, you can't have that car. And she gives you a hard time and you give in because you want your sex. But now come back. If you as a man do not look as beautiful women, do not feel the pull. You feel the pull, let it go. Make sure that 100 women can't have you. Don't be in a hurry, because you don't have the power. If you give yourself to the woman, you're finished. When you give yourself to a woman, you are finished. Because she either gets crazy because you want too much, or she becomes a prostitute kind of person that is knowing how to control you by feeding you sex and getting control over you and your money. See? Now, here I am. I've been 40 minutes on the radio. I have to come back to the veteran who said, "You cured me. I've helped cure thousands." And the media has stopped me about 30 years ago, and so not many people came, but it helped thousands of them. And here's one of them calling in. He says, "You saved my life." I didn't. What was in me then? It came through me. Took away the emotion. Because post-traumatic stress disorder is typical mental sickness with great horrors. There's a dark side in the person. An enemy. Your enemies are really cruel. And why are they cruel? Not like American soldiers and British soldiers. They're fighters. But the wicked ones, the ones that are under terrible power, like in North Korea, like Hitler. They can bring out the worst in you, make you see evil as good and good as evil. And it actually happens that way. What I'm saying now, coming back to the point, is Roy Masters cannot cure you. Roy Masters is a creature. And it's just born like everybody else with the longing for meaning. And I was able to somehow reach this where I am now. I'm 90 years old, and I can do most of the things that Jesus does. But I want to say it again. When I first say it, I have to clarify it. I am the agent of change. I am not the I'm the extension of love that I cannot give myself, that I don't even know I have, but I do know it, but I cannot realize it's there. And all I know and all I can understand is to make you see that what I'm saying is coming through me in a special way, so you can hear at least the sound of the voice and the words which no chaplain ever uses. I'm not using a Bible. I'm not writing it down. It's coming through. Understand, do not put me on a pedestal. Roy Masters can't cure anybody, but Roy Masters' open heart for my Creator, beginning with Jesus, who is the first at this. The extension brings a light, a kind of electrical energy. The word electrical is not good enough, but it takes away the energy of emotion and gives you new life. And if you keep open your heart to it and be that person, and it being the extension to another person, and to be the extension to another person, it will go around the world, and the good people will rise up and say, God bless. All right. Now, do you understand, when the veteran called me last night, he was grateful because he got better from post-traumatic stress disorder for about 20 or 30 years. And all of a sudden, he started going back. And as he spoke to me, he says, but I go to Mass. And I put my hands to my head. Oh, he's made a mistake. He's listening to a man. He's listening to a Bible thumper. Christianity must have a new way of expression. Salvation comes from the Jews. I'm a Jew, and Jesus is a Jew, and I'm the extension of him. Because you can only be extension if you're longing and draw to you the magic. It's magic. You can't explain it. And all I'm saying is what caused my veteran friend, and of course I asked him to come up and see me, and he will, I'm sure. But if he will get out of that, don't belong to any church. Don't belong to Roy's church. It's only the ability to be able to get enough money and not give it to all the governments is a good thing but I cannot claim that it's me that does it. And if you are in my present, which is very important, some very strange things will happen. And I understand you'll be afraid to come. But I only have, on the radio, I only have one side of it. And it's doing a lot of good. And for me to say, for this gentleman to say, who was a PTSD, and he was doing well, but what was wrong, he didn't see. He started to listen to the voice of a man who is not true to God himself, only go by taking a test and memorizing words. And every month, every day, every month on Sunday, everybody goes and listens to the church preacher, and he hasn't got any power. You must not listen to experts. You have the ability to unfold like a flower. Anything. You have intuition. Now, where does the intuition come back again? Because you had it when you were born. And I had it when I was born, and it grew, and it grew to be able to make me see what nobody else sees. The foundation of human understanding is only a place where we bring things together and reach out to the world, as I'm doing now. And in here is important. Do not trust, do not go to church and listen to a preacher having written something for Sunday. He hasn't got the power. Whenever you trust anybody, you're giving power to the dark side of that person. They're not all good. They're as good as they can be, but they cannot cure you. None of them. If anybody wants to have a fight with me, call me and we'll have a nice conversation. Now I'm going to say, before I say goodnight, to my friend who was cured by the light I had, but then I didn't know that I had it. Now I know that I had it. I want you to understand that my voice and what I'm saying is talking to you. And with respect, with intuition when you lost it as a child, which caused you to doubt yourself and go backwards and struggle, not going forwards. But the struggling can actually be a good thing, because some people enjoy the struggle and get rid of it with drugs and alcohol and food and everything else. But those of you who are sensible are looking for meaning. And even though you have the same problems, you don't like having those same problems, you know there's something wrong with them. And here comes a man. And I'm the extension of him. And if you believe me, if you actually believe me, and say, that makes sense, you will recover almost immediately. That's all. Others can just flick themselves. This guy's crazy. But others can hear it. You are born to hear what I have to say. And that's simple. It's only the sound of my voice with some words which draw you to understand that this person isn't a preacher. This person is the extension of the light. And it's the light that you love. It's an energy that neutralizes the animal emotion that Adam exchanged from being in the garden and being thrown out. So he became part animal, part human, part animal and part human, which we all are. And the only way we can be at Paradise Lost and unfold like a flower forever is to look for what you lost to your parents and to your teachers and your rabbis. Watch for one thing only, that you had it when you were born. Intuition had you able to, which was not hardly possible, to go and live the kind of life that you see all around you that was so ugly, and all the answers which are not answers, and parents that are not parents but think they are and think they're good. All you need is to remember that you had it when you were a little boy. Remember when you had it when you were a little girl and you could see what was wrong with your parent and see how your parents were kinder to the ones that obeyed them, which is wrong. If a parent had the quality which I have slowly accomplished, I made mistakes along the line. It took a long time for me to understand what I'm saying. But where you lost it, where you lost it is because you're an innocent, and the nature of your parent is to hate innocence or to love it too much in order to get the feedback from the person that's loved, which isn't love. The children feel the pull to support the mother who gives to get, and that becomes post-traumatic stress disorder. It becomes, there's a word I want to say, and I can't find that word. And you get entwined with your parents, but that's not the right word. You become the extension of your parents. And you can't give up. You either get angry and you lose your intuition. But now you have the intuition somewhere. And I'm going to quote to you something from the Bible. Unless you become like that little child, you can no ways enter the kingdom of God. Don't listen to anybody. Don't listen. Forget your parent. Forget the rabbi. Forget the priest. It's there somewhere. You got it again. Unless you become as a little child, you have it. Find it and stand your ground. Okay, I'm not going to give a commercial wet 1 minute. It's important. All I'm asking you is, did I say or express something that cleansed your thoughts for a moment, for an hour, or for always? Thank you. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528.